More aid for Ukraine. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden will update the country later this morning on plans to send more military aid to Ukraine. The new package is expected to be similar in size to the $800 million one Biden announced last week.
Weapons and ammunition are flowing in daily, and we're seeing just how vital our alliances and partnerships are around the world. Our allies are stepping up, amplifying the impact of our response, and NATO is united, focused, and energized as it's ever been.
The president speaking yesterday after meeting with defense officials at the White House. Russia recently warned the U.S. the delivery of the most sensitive weapon systems to Ukraine could bring unpredictable consequences. Meantime, an AP NORC survey shows 54% of Americans think President Biden has not been tough enough against Russia. The Justice Department seeking to overturn a judge's order that voided the public transportation mask mandate. The DOJ filing the appeal at the behest of the CDC.
The CDC decided there was science there that the DOJ would go to court in Florida. Well, as it turns out, the CDC thinks that an indoor masking mandate on transportation, so that's planes, buses, and trains, is still necessary.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Delta Airlines says, mandate or not, passengers who ended up on its no-fly list for refusing to wear a mask won't be allowed back on its planes. And red flag warnings are up for northern Arizona, where the tunnel fire has exploded to consume more than 20,000 acres.
It first sparked on Sunday. Since then, it's destroyed roughly two dozen structures and threatens hundreds more.
Fox's Christina Coleman. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The feud between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Disney shows no sign of cooling.
Donald Duck is going to raise a ruckus about this one. The Florida Senate has passed a bill to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. The Republican-controlled chamber approved the measure Wednesday, escalating a feud with Disney over its opposition to a law barring instruction on sexual orientation as well as gender identity through third grade. The proposal could have huge tax implications for Disney. Democrats warn the move could cause local homeowners to get hit with big tax bills. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Five people and a dog found dead inside a home in Duluth, Minnesota. Police say that they were called to the home because a man was experiencing a mental health crisis. Turned into a standoff when police learned that the man might have been armed. A boxing legend is the subject of a new lawsuit out of California.
In a lawsuit filed Wednesday, former employee of Oscar De La Hoya's tequila brand Casa Mexico accuses the boxing legend of sexual harassment and sexual assault on two separate occasions. Casa Mexico, along with three company executives, are also named in the countercomplaint in L.A. Superior Court. The unnamed woman alleges that on one occasion in 2020, De La Hoya showed up at her hotel room with his pants down, forcing his way into her room and onto the bed. The woman was able to push him out of her bed and walk him back to his room with an incident following up the next morning. The victim alleges that execs for Casa Mexico did not act on her claims in any way. De La Hoya has denied the accusations. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Scientists say bees might survive the climate change crisis, but only some species. Research shows that warmer temperatures could drastically reshape bee communities, leading to fewer bumblebees and more smaller-bodied bees. That research is published in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B. And stocks ended mixed on Wednesday. The Dow rose 249 points. The Nasdaq lost 166. I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.